Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Hey.
Are we rolling? Okay. Wow. We've been rolling for the last 20 minutes.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast with
Sid
and Soph.
It's like you're going to say my name.
We are going to try something new. It didn't work. Where we take pride in normalizing taboo conversations, saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast. Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered. No edits, deletes, or drags and drops. Just two Minneapolis girls who hit record and keep it candid. And
let's make
a
get into
lot
it.
Of mistakes. Here we yep. are.
Yep. Do it. What up, everybody?
What's up, y'all?
Happy Thursday in your little ears. I'm talking on a Monday, though. It always feels silly when you say that, though. You're like, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. I wish it was Thursday.
Even
it does.
I had a Monday of a Monday. Yeah, you know what
seriously.
I mean?
Seriously.
Anywho, Bud Light Seltzer's launch a limited edition retro tie-dye variety pack. Oh, baby. You bet your bottom dollar I spent the entire day on Bochella drinking that freaking retro pack. Even packed them in my little backpack. Oh, yeah. That's right.
You snuck that on? You snuck that on?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Literally. Both are available for a limited time this summer, so hurry. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to budlight.com/delivery or pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery store, convenience store, or liquor store. Thank you and good night.
Love it. All right, let's get right into it.
I know, let's go. Let's send this right here.
Straight Candid moments first, and then we'll kind of get into Bochella, like recap, and then get into some fun stuff that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. You start your Straight Candid moment this time.
Straight Candid moment. So this was a couple weekends ago, actually, but the B-Day. I never formally talked about it yet on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it felt inappropriate talking about drinking last episode.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like I did have a full sober month. I think I had one drink before my birthday and the Bochella. So I wanted to spend my birthday the right way.
What do you want to do, dude? It's your birthday.
And this is kind of a weird fact about me, but I have, and I promise you, like people are like, no, you're lying. I have never actually blacked out in my life.
Ever in your life?
Ever.
Like a full blackout?
Never.
You mean?
Like I always remember how I got home. I remember conversations I had, but
I have a theory. Okay.
We'll hear your theory in a second. But on my birthday, I didn't fully black out, but I had browned moments.
Oh, yeah.
And that's never happened to me. And I'm not saying like I don't drink. Like to be honest, I think I drink a decent amount, but I just haven't ever blacked out. One, because I think I hate losing control and somehow my mind like keeps me. I don't know. But I did brown out and I'm blaming it on two girls that
Ooh.
I met that I met at Nolo's Kitchen. These girls come up to me.
They were so nice.
So shout out Tori and Jennifer.
Yes.
Now we're like Instagram friends and they come to my Barry's classes sometimes.
No, they come to my altar too. They're cute.
They bought me a martini and I've also never had a martini before. And she was like, oh, it's double dirty. It's really good here. So
dangerous.
I'm now like a martini girl.
Oh my God.
I thought it was really good, but that hit me real hard. So my birthday.
I was picturing that situation. I can't.
Yeah. My birthday was so fun, but I'm almost like, wow, I feel like I just wasted 3 hours of my life that I don't remember. I woke up the next day. I remember I got home and everything, but I was just kind of sad that I didn't get a dance on the dance floor.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I did.
What do you? Oh,
I was like, I'm so pissed. I didn't get a dance to like, hey, shawty, it's your birthday. But apparently I was.
I was going to say.
Let me tell you, I was dancing.
Pretty sure there was a video of you singing that song on the basement dance floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Vanessa sent me some videos in the morning.
You kill me.
I thought I was the best dancer. And I was like, oh my God.
Whoever
saw me that night. No, you didn't. But yeah. So that was my first candid moment.
Oh my God. I can't with you.
Got ghosted again.
Ghosted?
Yeah. My ex was like, you remember the Hinge meet?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
so excited that he was talking to me again. Planned something, never, no response.
Still, right now, there's no response.
Still. And you know
since what I read.
Yes. So.
It's Monday.
I know.
6 p.m.
Yeah. So over that. What the hell? And last canon moment. Oh, we were so excited for Bocella to bring our tattoos and stickers to Bocella. We had, me and Sid were like putting on these tats all over our body. And
I had it on my forearm. Yeah. You had it on your leg. You had it on your arm.
Mm-hmm. On the butt cheek. We show up and we forgot the stickers.
Excuse me. Who?
Me.
Tries to group me. We.
The stickers and the tattoos. People are wondering about the Stray Canada stickers. They will send out when you buy merch. Also, once we get merch rolling and purchasing for that, you'll be able to buy the stickers from there. But for now, sorry. Just, you can, if you see us in person, if you go to either Sid's altar, maybe she'll have a few in her pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I also forgot the stickers to bring here.
Just, oh, you did?
Yep, sorry. So you still don't have stickers?
This woman, I swear to you, this guy.
Okay, I'm done. Guy. What you got for me? What's your Stray Canada moment, Sid?
So two things. Well, first of all, the reason I didn't get to enjoy your birthday with you is because... Enjoy. Your birthday with you is because I was there. I enjoyed dinner. I went to the Loop. I did my part. I wanted to be like, yes, I love it here.
Sid, I thought you were there the whole night.
So. Oh, I know. I was with you the entire time. Yeah, I never went home.
I'm going to keep going with that one.
Jordan and I had our 1 year. Woo! Yay! Woo!
Oh,
so
yeah.
So cute. We went to Billy's and we had a romantic dinner and we got some sake. And then I don't really remember, and I'm at home all of a sudden with Jordan. Mm-hmm. We blacked out in the restaurant. We drank a whole bottle of sake, and when I tell you a whole bottle, I mean the big one.
The sake got you socked.
Holy shyster. At one point, I apparently was crying. Jordan was laughing, and I was like, don't cry or don't laugh at me. And he goes, babe, you don't even know what you're saying. He goes, why are you crying?
You don't know what you're crying about.
He goes, I don't know. And then I started laughing. We looked like we were insane. We looked insane. Like the couple next to us, apparently, I kind of remember this. Jordan told me, they were like, oh, what are you guys drinking? I turned over and I had my lazy eye. And I'm like, we're drinking Zach. Do you guys want some? Like, just like so... Like, what the hell?
At like a classy restaurant.
Oh, yeah. And we were for sure, when Jordan and I talk, when we start to drink, we're in each other's face and we're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like yelling. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, this is so not good. So, anyway.
I love that.
We enjoyed ourselves.
I hate to interrupt you, but I do have to say, after Bocella, 9:30 p.m., I ended up at Billy Sushi drunk too.
Oh, you did.
Did you see my text in the
morning? Oh, yeah, you did. You go, ordered at Billy's, haha, or something.
I said, at Billy's drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Oh, shit, I just hit my tooth again. God dang it. I was on a roll not doing that. Anywho, so long story short, we enjoyed ourselves. Too much going on. I woke up, I was like, I was dying. But I don't usually do that. So you know what? That's fun to do sometimes. Also, while I was drinking, I did something funny. Okay? So I got a DM from XY24759. If you want to DM them yourselves, go for it. I'm saying their name because it's a fake account who keeps DMing me and they are now blocked. So go for it. Also, the account's gone. So whatever. This is what they sent. Can I buy feet pics from you? I'll pay with Cash App and send before. And usually I remove those. I delete those. I get rid of them. You know, I block them, whatever. You know, people send creepy DMs all the time.
I wish I could say the same.
I'm not going to lie to you. I had a few beverages, so I responded, how much? The best part is, he responds, for sending pictures, I start with $5 just for the first one. Then depending, I move up to 10 to 20, just depends.
Per toe?
No, per foot. $5? That's not even worth my time,
yeah, no,
sir.
Thanks.
So I said LOL and then I blocked him. So anyway, embarrassing moment, but I thought that was freaking hilarious.
If it's just a foot pick, I would so do it if it was a decent amount of money.
Well, yeah.
And if your boyfriend didn't love your feet.
Exactly.
Like if Jordan wasn't like a foot fetish dude.
He's not. And
then
I don't really get
share those beautiful feet you got.
Oh, God. But the funniest part is I found the screenshot in the morning and I was like, what? I said, how much? What? Sir.
I would have
no,
asked
I can't even buy a freaking pack of gum with that. Are you kidding me? Lord. Anywho, those are my straight candid moments. I just thought those were really funny because I don't know. They're so random. But
too good.
Anywho, you guys, we went to Bocella. Also, before we even talk about that, check our t-shirts. You better go online and see these bad boys right now. Look at these. They're little t-shirts. That's
yeah, I was gonna say, guys, you're like, oh, we're gonna get them. Unfortunately, Sid just got this for my birthday, so
I hate
thank
to say
you,
it.
Babe.
I got her a birthday present, and that's what these are.
And we don't have them for you guys yet, but eventually we will, so don't you worry. Can don't we worry. Do a little more? Okay, the merch update.
We can do a merch update.
You
want me to do it?
Yeah, because people are getting pissed.
We did order a hoodie, and you have to order one for a larger amount of money. And it wasn't quite the colors at all. It was actually pink, not orange.
Which means, thank God, we didn't buy it in bulk because we don't like the colors of it.
So basically, you order a sample and then you see if that's good and then you order more. So long story short, the colors were a little bit off. We're checking something out on Friday. The turnaround time is less than a week. So that will tell you exactly how long it's going to take. If you're listening on Thursday, we're going tomorrow and we will know if we can get merch in about a day. So please wait a second. In August, they're coming. So they're here in August. I swear my life.
The reason why it took so long is because we went with one company that had a very, it was a longer turnaround time.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, we're ready to just get a move on at some point. So we're hoping this one works out. But if not, we have kind of like a week around turnaround time.
Exactly.
So, that's the update.
So that's the update on merch.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Bocella? Yeah. Holy crap.
Okay. So that's also like straight candid moments in general, because Sid and I finally got a little tipsy together.
Turn burnt, baby. Turn burnt.
I do have a few regrets in terms of, no, like not bad, but regrets in terms of not spending more time, like having conversations with maybe listeners or friends. And maybe I did, which I think I did a little bit.
I think you did.
I think I definitely did. The issue was, is that, I you know, when you're just a little tipsy, like they're just short conversations versus like, where do you go to school? Like what? Like I wanted to like really engage with people, but when you're drinking, all you're doing is throwing ass, you know?
It's hard in that setting. Like, people are like, we love you. Or like, we're listeners are like, oh my gosh, you know, something like that. Just because it's a, you know, it's a podcast event.
Yeah.
So it's like that. And I'm already drinking and it's loud. And I, to be honest, I get a lot of anxiety in those big settings. Like at first when people are like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I thrive off of that,
I thrive once I've like calmed down. One beverage and I'm like, okay, I'm not sweating. I am sweating probably, but I felt, you know what I mean? Forgot about it for a second.
Yeah.
It was a blast though.
So
Andrew crowd surfed on me. I took a video until I couldn't take a video anymore because I had to support him, his body with one hand. I was like this. So I'm like, fuck.
Y'all,
it was so intense.
Shout out to the Back Pocket Productions for throwing that event, because every year it just gets more insane. And I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm already saving the date next year. So once we know the official date, like, everyone mark your calendars and get on it, because
it did exceed expectations.
It exceeded expectations.
It did. And they had a DJ.
Free food? Like a free buffet? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Also, the first 10 minutes, I start talking to this really cute guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I did disappear for an hour, I definitely did disappear for an
hour.
You
did. You ran.
I ran, and this guy was actually very nice, intriguing, very intriguing.
Intriguing. He was very intriguing.
We hung out like all night. I kind of hope to see him again because he was cool. So I did keep my
You guys were cute though.
But I keep my expectations low because I just don't want to get my hopes up.
Well, enjoy the moment though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Enjoying the moment, live right now. But yeah, it was nice.
Can't do this. Nothing like, she's dropping these subtle hints and I'm like what's happening?
Nothing major happened of that, which that's what you're thinking. But
I know.
At one point he was like, he said something along the lines of, are we moving too fast if I ask you on a date?
Oh.
And I said, are we moving too fast if go make out in the bathroom? And he goes, his eyes get big and he's like, nope.
He was like, yes.
But don't worry. I wasn't that unclassy. I didn't make out in the bathroom. I made out employees only.
Oh,
just kidding. Guys, I'm kidding. You don't know what's real and what's
not
real. I
can't with you. Sometimes I don't know.
Did,
I'm like,
anything,
did that happen?
Did it happen or did it not?
I guess you won't know. Guess you won't know.
But yeah, we threw some ass. It was a great time. Back Pocket Productions really killed it. And I'm so excited for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be Lord. Oh, by the way, remember, boat episode coming up. We're still waiting for those DMs to keep flying in. Keep them up. August 8th, we're going out on the lake. Are you coming with us? I want to know because you better send in your little candid moments. My mom just told me, she's like, I got to find a boat and an orange t-shirt to come. She's going to come watch.
I'm crying.
And we should have a drone, by the way. So people, it's going to be legit. What?
We could have both the moms.
Wait, that'd be cute.
But then we still need listeners.
No, they could come they could come on another boat or something. Like, and if you don't have a boat and you don't have access to a boat, which is completely normal because I don't know anybody that has $250,000 in their pocket. Okay. Canoe is an option one. Or you could go to the Excelsior dock and I will pull up there at some point.
Or you throw on a swim cap, you put some goggles on and you just front crawl it.
You freaking work those little arms. Okay.
Butterfly it over
Michael
to
Phelps,
us.
Huh?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
How funny.
I swam here.
I can see. Just the head floating. Popping up.
I know. Just, oh God, that'd be funny.
But actually, guys, we don't even have listeners that are on there yet. So if you haven't sent a straight can of moment that says, hi, I'm looking to go on the boat. Here's my straight can of moment. You're eligible. So please just send us a good straight can of moment and you can come hang out with Sid and I.
Reminder, they don't have to have happened like yesterday. Like these could be like your all time straight can of moment. Like all the time that I made Taylor poop in the yard. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
All time.
I was not my age right now. I'll tell you that. Okay. Anywho,
all time most embarrassing moment. Share it with us.
Exactly. Should we update people on what the heck's going on?
With what?
What are we?
Oh, what are we? Yeah.
What are we?
We did this a few episodes ago and it was just kind of engaging. We thought it was fun and it's kind of updates with where we're at. So what are we wearing? What you got, Sid? What are you wearing?
Well, I made this shirt, so that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Feels kind of good when you're like, oh, yeah, I made this.
Yeah, good job.
But I got these pants from PacSun and they're bomb. So I really, really like them. They're only like $40. They look a little weird in the crotch
when
I'm sitting.
These are the ones you were telling me about.
Let me show you the butt.
Yeah, they're skater.
Yeah, they're kind of like skater. Mm-hmm. Skater with like a little flare. Yes. I'm wearing those right now. What are you wearing?
We don't have to say like what are we wearing now, like what we're obsessed with.
This was just like what I like to know.
I've been really into, I'm usually like Lululemon, that type of vibe, but I've been playing around with Nike more.
Oh, honey.
Just because like Barry's has a lot of Nike sponsored apparel and I actually really like Nike now. So this bomber jacket.
Yeah, I do like that a lot.
A little Nike AA.
Ayo.
Okay, what are we eating?
I just made a healthy chicken wrap. You guys, I'm actually going to start posting recipes. I'll share them on the Straight Candid page too, or like probably story is more realistic, but on my page, my personal page, just I'm really getting into cooking.
Yeah, I'm
like
don't cloud my feed.
No, I'm like, okay, support your side hustles. Anywho, I've been really into like cooking and finding ways to make things healthy that are actually like high protein and tasty.
Yes.
Made a bomb ass chicken wrap. I think I've talked about it before. I'll post it again. I've been eating a lot of that, but I've really been trying to cut out grain and I've been doing a really good job. And I've found that the minute I eat ice cream, do you remember eating ice cream?
With you?
Yeah. Do you remember this?
When did we eat ice
After
cream?
After Bocella?
Oh, yeah,
I thought
was
it was a good
really
idea
good.
To have a
two. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Like a triple
right
scoop.
Now.
Yeah. Triple scoop
wow,
soft
that was
serve.
Really good.
Oh, on the way in, dude. Okay. No, I got so sick. I'm like, I actually am so dairy free. It's not even funny.
I wonder.
Like, I had to stop.
I wonder if that's
that.
Why you felt really sick versus the drinking.
It's probably both. Yeah. Probably being in the sun, dairy, mm-hmm. all that jazz. Anywho. Long tangent. What are you eating?
I've been having sushi way too often.
Oh, God.
I've been to Billy's Sushi three times in the past week. So
I love that place.
That was the issue with the after Bocella sushi eating. And then for my birthday, which was fun. What are we using product-wise?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I've actually been really loving, I use Essence, makeup, but I'm what is it called? Mascara. What the heck? I couldn't even think of the word mascara. I've been using that a lot lately. Really freaking good. Otherwise, for product, I need to go look at what it is, but I've been rocking and socking it with the CeraVe face wash.
Yes.
And let
same.
Me tell you, every dermatologist has told me, just use that. No, just use that. And you're like, no, it's from Target. It can't work. It freaking works, dude.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's good.
What product am I using?
Yes.
I've been doing Olaplex for your shampoo. Olaplex. It's a shampoo conditioner.
Yeah.
Your hair is so soft when you use it.
It's bomb. That's good stuff.
What are we watching?
What am I watching? Well, I really haven't had time to watch anything, really.
I haven't had time, but I did binge watch one day.
Oh, wait. Oh, what's it called?
It's so sexy, you guys.
Oh, my God.
It's called Sex Life on Netflix.
We should do after this at TikTok where people watch this certain scene.
I started with that. that scene just to see if I was going to be into it.
Yeah. And
I was into it.
Wait, really?
I think it's like...
Don't tell me what it is because I want to watch it and react.
It's episode 3. I think it's like 19 minutes in.
Yeah.
They do like that TikTok reaction. Like, what is... First of all, what a genius marketing idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason why I was like, what is this show? So I went on to Netflix.
I'm telling you, Netflix is smart.
I watched it and I was like, I need... I... That was... Never mind. I was...
Oh my God.
But let's just say it was really hot. Also the Olympics, which is just started, but had that on last night. So
I did watch the first episode of Pen 15.
I've seen that.
Oh my God.
It was a little weird for me, but I loved it.
I liked it. I didn't love it. Would I watch another episode? Yeah, I would give it another chance for sure. But it's just kind of odd seeing grown women in the awkward middle school stage with middle schoolers. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like middle school. I got like bullied a lot in middle school, to be totally honest with you. And I just like can't go back to that time. Like, sad. People were so mean. Middle school, don't ever go back.
Yeah, middle school was a time. I think in one of our first episodes, we explained some funny middle school stories.
Oh my God, we did. Wait, you had a really good one.
I'm going to tell one that whenever I think of middle school, I think of this story. So...
You know, when
you're young and you have like slug bug, no tag backs, and people punch you and you're like, oh yeah, like me and my girlfriend, we were both like, okay, FedEx, no tag backs, slug bug, no tag backs. And then, you know, the cars that have the wood rim around them, you already know what's going to happen. The cars have the wood rim around them. We also had,
station wagons.
Yeah. We didn't know what they were called. So we said Woody, no tag backs. So Woody, no
Jackson's
tag-backs.
Already got this side grin on you guys.
And there was a boy in my grade that had a station wagon.
Yeah.
Or a Woody is what me and my friend call them. And whenever his parents pull up to school, dropped him off, you know, me and my girlfriend would be like, Woody, no tag back. And we'd see who could do it faster. Like, oh wow, I'm so like, this is embarrassing. Why did I even do that in the first place? But this boy was also really cute, and his locker was right next to mine because he was a W, I was a V.
Oh, classic.
And I always wanted to talk to him, but I never talked to him. And one day in middle school, I was feeling spicy. I was like ready to make a little move, so I wanted to start a conversation with him. And I go up to him and I say, hey, so I hear you have a Woody.
Oh my God, I don't even remember that's what you said.
And he looks me dead in the eyes. And he goes, what?
Oh my God, you startled him so bad.
He knew what it was. And he kind of like laughed and chuckled. And immediately my eyes got so big. And I'm like,
that doesn't mean what I thought
it did. I was like, that does not mean what I thought it did. And then that day is when I found out what a Woody was.
No way. Who told you?
I think I just asked around, you know, like my friend group.
Did you ever tell him like, hey, I didn't know.
I should DM him and ask if he remembers it, but. He was like, he was the skater boy, like kind of bad boy. Like he definitely knew what a Woody was.
Oh, you totally were in the bad boys back then. Oh, classic. Yeah. Like the skateboard boys. I'm not going to lie. I did too.
I also skated when I was little. Like I would skate with my neighbor boys.
I went off the half pipe and I broke my tailbone. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I literally was the one that bought the Etnies that were green and brown. What? My room was blue, green and brown. No, none of the skater boys were looking at me, but I definitely was looking at them.
Did you have Heelys?
Oh my God, yeah, and I have a pair right now.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Jordan ordered me Heelys. I don't know. Am I gonna wear them? Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna wear them.
Am I gonna wear them? No. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably try them out.
I used to make my mom drive me to Old Navy so I could go Heely.
So specific, but they do because have a great long stretch of floor.
And
they do.
It's so soft and smooth. It kind of has that little bounce to it.
You can totally just glide. I honestly want to go to Target right now with my pair.
No, Old Navy.
Okay,
Can Jordan buy me a pair?
Jordan bought a pair for Taylor. So we have two.
Jordan,
so you can use that.
Thanks.
You can use them. Taylor, we're borrowing your Heelys.
Okay, what a fucking intro.
Anyway.
Let's get into the meat of the episode now, shall we? People are like, what are you going to talk about today? Because I'm already checked out.
Tuned out.
Today, we're talking about the infamous dating apps.
Ooh, scary. We've been requested quite a bit to talk about these things. Dating apps, Bumble, Hinge. I don't think I can name anymore.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
Match.com.
Christian Mingle.
Yes, all the good stuff.
What's another one? I can't think of any others.
There's another big one.
I almost said Twitch. That's not a dating app. Oh,
let's
my
just
God.
Get into like
Jackson's
our history
like the
with
hell.
Them. Which ones have you had? Haven't you had? Have you had any dating apps?
I have had zero dating apps and zero dating app profiles. So okay. I'm not someone to ask, but I have gone on with my sister. Sorry, Taylor. I'm not trying to, you know, drop the ball, but here we go. With Taylor, with my mom, with my
Your
friends.
Your mom has one?
My mom
what
is
does she
on
have?
Bumble.
Bumble. Okay.
She's on Bumble currently. Don't you dare change your age range. I'm not even telling you how old she is. She's 22. So quit. Anywho. Yeah. So I've gone on them. I've swiped. I've seen the DMs. I had a long-term boyfriend for a long, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I never used it. And mm-hmm. when I was single,
it wasn't COVID.
Already had traveling eyes. Mm-hmm. So I didn't care to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm not going to lie, because I told you this, a lot of the dating apps at the time when I would have considered having one, a profile, had a lot of bad stigmas.
Yes.
Especially when I was in senior year of college, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like first year out of college, they weren't my vibe. Like, I saw the douchebags that were on there. No offense. Like the people that were sending those messages, their profiles with their shirtless, seven photos.
Yep.
They're weird. I want a girl that'll make me a sandwich BS. I'm just like, this
oh,
is not
no.
the like, pr- yeah. but I just kept seeing the wrong profiles on there. So I was like, not my vibe.
And that's
not my vibe.
That's the thing. Like it was dating apps were like that when I was in college too. Everyone had Tinder and the slide ins were disgusting, just very sexual. But I think things definitely changed when COVID happened.
I think
a lot of people are like, okay, how else am I going to meet people? And yeah, so my history with them is I had Tinder for a brief period in college when I was single,
okay.
mostly just to be funny. And we would mess around with my girlfriends on it. Mm-hmm. I never met with anyone from Tinder. I had one Hinge date once. That was the one where it was really scary. I explained it in episode.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah, no, but I remember that. Yeah. You couldn't forget that. No,
it was Mm-mm. just a dude that was way too aggressive.
Yeah, that's gross.
So I am on Hinge now, and that's the only dating app that I have. I like it in terms of I think I can portray who I am on it, but mm-hmm. I still feel a disconnect when I look at other people's profile.
Explain that.
Will not go out with someone based on pictures or based on prompts. I had to have met you at some point in real life in the wild, or else there's no way I would go on a date from Hinge.
So that may be subconsciously what was mm-hmm. really going mm-hmm. on too.
Yeah. And I think
good point.
At the same time, I use it because sometimes it's nice to browse and I feel like people also use it just for validation.
Validation and a reminder that you're not alone and there mm-hmm. are single people out
yeah.
there that are probably still attractive
exactly.
and they're available and also searching, which mm-hmm. if they're searching and you're searching, you don't feel alone
because yeah.
there's people
yeah.
out there looking around.
There is something about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so too.
I go on it probably once a month. I did go on it for this episode for 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to see if I could find some funny prompts.
Did you see anything?
I mean, I screenshot a few things that I'll share later maybe,
okay.
but I wish I would have saved some DMs and stuff, but I have some from previous that I'll share later too. But I did a little research. I switched up my profile a little bit actually yesterday too. Not even because I'm going to meet anyone from it. That's the point. I honestly just did it because I was oh,
a little research or something
yeah.
like that
yeah.
for this.
I don't know, man. But I am on Hinge and I still probably will never go on a date unless I met you in real person. So if I don't respond, that's why.
You're like, oh, no, maybe
yeah.
not.
Sorry.
I just realized that I actually had made a dating profile for somebody else.
Okay.
But she was next to me. I'm not going to spill the beans on who it is. But we made it for her on sugarbabies.com.
Oh, is that
that's sugardaddy.com?
Yeah.
You make it on sugarbabies.com.
Okay.
I'm
so
pretty sure.
So she could get some daddies.
Yeah. And you can set your age range. There's a misconception. I think it's literally just, okay, here's the thing. Why is there such a bad stigma with sugar babies? Because there's a lot of bad things. I'm just saying this is not why I don't believe this, but sugar babies versus millionaire matchmaker. Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because really if you're being matched on Millionaire Matchmaker, that's a TV show and there's a million of them around. You want a millionaire.
Yeah.
So you want money.
Yeah.
Sugar babies are just 20-year-olds that want mm-hmm. a man with money. It's mm-hmm. Kind of the same concept. Not really, but I'm just connecting the dots. Forgive me. Anywho, I did make a profile with somebody because they were interested in daddies. I personally was not and am not, but
what? Did you benefit from her daddy?
We didn't because honestly, a lot of the DMs seem so fake.
Yeah.
They're so freaking fake. There's no way.
I've had a friend that had it too. And a lot of creepy men are on there that
oh, yeah.
actually don't have money. And
also,
then you have
to, scary.
It's a lot of filtering out. So,
and also be
yeah.
safe when you're making profiles. Even if it's just Hinge or Bumble, be
yeah.
safe with that, but God, if you're making like a sugar babies or something, just be safe. Anyway, I had to
and
throw
our,
that in there.
Our listeners loved this topic, so we asked some questions. And I just wanted to preface like the question I wanted to ask was Hinge or Bumble, just because those are the two most popular ones right now. And I think it was like 80% Hinge.
It was Hinge, right? Yep, 80%.
And I'm like, thank God, because I'm kicked off of Bumble. I'm not allowed to
be
on there.
Wait, why are you not allowed to be on there?
Because someone made a fake profile one time, and now they think that I'm the fake profile, and I can't get another account.
What the hell?
So someone reported like my real one.
Interesting.
Instead of the fake one that was out there. So I just don't have it. But anyways, Hinge is more popular anyways.
Well,
we don't really care.
To our listeners, and which are majority girls on Instagram. So it's interesting. I wonder if guys think Bumble and Hinge are about equal.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say maybe guys do like Bumble because girls message first on Bumble. Like you have to. The guys can't
message them. Yeah.
Good point.
My mom likes Bumble the most. Yeah.
Jackson, have you ever had a dating app, and which one have you had?
Oh, gosh.
Is this how you met Britt?
No, this is not how I met Britt. I would say I have had pretty much every dating app there is.
Can you name the apps?
What's your favorite? Oh
my God. My favorite is Hinge.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, definitely Hinge. I like, you know, kind of the tailored questions, how you get to choose, see inside personality a little more than just a plain bio. Yep. And I also like how you see who, like, matches you right away.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, true. Okay, so the men still like Hinge,
too. They're on the Hinge game. I get it. Okay, so 80% were Hinge.
Yes.
We also asked, what makes a dude an instant immediate no?
Immediate no, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, okay, I just love people's answers for this, you guys. Everybody had really good ones.
Okay. So my favorite is, everyone always talked about fish and whatever else, no holding fish. Someone said, holding up any bloody animals, immediate no.
Oh, yeah. I saw the hunting, the fishing, the holding up the bloody animals. Mm-mm.
Just power through them.
Okay. We're just going to literally go. All group photos. I don't know about that one.
Yep.
Republican.
Only. We'll go back and forth. Only group photos. Which one are you, sir? Immediate no.
Oh, that's fair. Shirtless mirror pick or pick with his car.
Yep. Or pick of just a car.
Oh, yeah. No, you know? Honey. Are you on My Strings Addiction having a relationship with your car? I don't know.
Under 6'2", immediate no.
No bio, like mystery man.
Yep.
Not a thing.
Camo sweatshirt or Oakley shades. Immediate no.
Wait. That's pretty good. If they pose weird or use filters too much. Oh, yeah. Like over-filtered photos. Like, nah.
Shirtless pics in general, unless on a boat. And these are obviously these are girls that answered a lot of these. Okay. So we'll get into guys in a little bit here. But
this one looks like a male wrote this in. When their first picture is them with someone who you find more attractive.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Yeah, that's exactly why I don't put Sid on my Hinge profile.
Hey, watch it now. I wouldn't put you on there either. Little bitch.
Yeah, if I put Sid, they'll be like, who's a brunette?
Oh,
like,
shush.
Shut up.
And vice versa. Come on now.
Too many drinking photos of the dude just absolutely trashed.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
A girl plastered with makeup and folding her body in a sexy pose.
What?
That is so specific. A girl plastered with makeup and folding her body in a sexy pose. I think he tried to fit it in to like the little box. Yeah. So I think what he's trying to say is like too much makeup. You're at the bar and you know, when you get like really drunk and you're like sticking out your butt really far. And
or
maybe,
like, or like the girl, like the girl handhold where they like hold each other's arms like
the
that.
Sorority poses.
The sorority poses.
Okay. Yep.
I like this one. This is written in from a girl. Immediate no. When they have weird commands, like must know how to carry a conversation. Dude, I'm seeing if I like you first, you dang hole. This isn't a coaching app.
That's so true.
I like that.
Honestly, that's the reason why I wasn't making profiles in the first place.
Yep.
Because like, don't tell me what to do, ho. Come on.
Should we do immediate yes or do you have more?
No, I was just going to read. I think there was one more. Duck face selfie.
Yeah. No.
I don't know about that. Okay.
So immediate yeses. This is when you're on your dating app and you're like, yes, I'm going to match with you right away based off like the first 10 seconds.
Okay. You start.
So the first one, someone said immediate yes that I died laughing. She goes, nothing. I hate men.
Hey, fair enough. 6 footer with a hat on backwards.
Yes. I know what's funny is I know exactly who wrote that in.
It's
my girlfriend.
I almost said, blah, blah, blah.
God. But yeah, I mean, definitely. And remember, these are pretty surface level, y'all, because this is off 10 seconds, which is why Hinge is surface level. That's why it's kind of hard to make the connection sometimes. So keep that in mind.
Yep.
Immediate yes. Picks with mom.
Thicks or looks foreign.
Okay.
Oh, thick. Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Picks. I don't know what I said. Thick and or looks foreign.
Immediate yes.
Whatever.
Has a boat.
Clever, witty, funny, tall, dark, handsome, and appears to have somewhat of an EQ. Mm. Okay.
In a full suit. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We love a full suit.
Has Yow. Dogs. Has dogs.
Liberal and educated.
Pretty teeth, pretty eyes, has kiddos.
Over 6'1".
Pictures of them actually doing something, hiking, boating, concerts, etc.
Not hunting, though. You can do your hobbies, but don't do the hunting or the fishing.
Hiking, uh-huh. Not hunting.
Good fashion. He accessorizes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that one.
I love this one. Has a boat.
Yeah, right.
That's all they said. People are freaking funny.
I already said that one.
Yeah, sorry. I read it and I laughed at it again. That's why.
Do you agree with this one?
Which one?
Lumberjack looking men.
What is that? Okay. Jordan has a beard. Yeah, yeah. He looks like a lumberjack if he was wearing a flannel, but mm-hmm. he doesn't wear flannels at all.
His hobbies and like his life isn't lumberjacky.
I thought you were gonna say it isn't lumberjacking. I'm like, what is that? Chopping wood?
Yeah, lumberjacky is chopping wood.
No, okay. All right. No, he's not a lumberjack man, but he does have a thick lumberjack beard. A great prompt that makes you laugh. Okay, yeah. I honestly would love an example of that because I have a hard time knowing what that is. Like, people actually will say, like, mm-hmm. a girl make me a sandwich, and they think that that's funny. Like, that's not funny.
No. I think guys, and that's the other thing. Like, Tinder, I bet that was on there.
Oh, yeah.
But Hinge, people aren't doing that as often. And don't worry. We're going to have, like, I'm going to go through, like, some tips for you guys for dating apps and, like, how to slide into the DMs.
We're not going to leave you hanging.
But first, we'll start with the bad DMs that we had our listeners write in, some of the crazy ones that they've received from Hinge or from Bumble. And then we'll go into how to actually do it properly if you're looking for a response.
Yes.
So Sid, what would she got there? What did someone put on there?
They sent to me, "Will you sit on my face kindly, comma, and then their name.
Kindly."
Oh my God.
"I want to break every chair on the planet so that the only place you can sit is on my face." Wow.
Holy shit.
Two face ones in a row. Okay. "Knock, knock. Who's there? Tonight at 7, me and you."
"Hey, can you catch this? Now I'm a gonna go deep and you
throw it
back." What?
Okay, I get it. But you had to reference the football emoji. "Hey,
why?
Can you catch this? Football emoji. Now I'm gonna go deep and you throw it back."
Well, I'm a go... Okay. I read it verbatim, you guys. Come on. I'm not on dating apps. Give me a break here.
Okay.
Ow. Oh, geez. Okay, look who's the tooth clunker now, huh?
Someone said, "Not aggressive, but this was kind of a weird message. Your smile is more contagious than COVID-19.
He said, "I want to fuck that smile off your face."
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Okay.
Last one. She messaged us and said, "I was wearing green biker shorts in one of my photos, and some dude messaged me and said he was a pair of green biker shorts in his past life."
Okay.
Weird.
Okay. Hold on. No.
Yeah. Ew.
This one I actually kind of like. This one's not as aggressive. "Did it hurt when you fell out of the snack machine?"
Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's kind of cute. That's actually kind of cute.
That is cute. But so here's some tips for like actually signing in.
I know
cute.
It's not going to work.
It's cute, but that's more of like a copy paste type of message. Like
it totally
it's not
is.
Personalized to the actual person you're matching with. So if I responded on Hinge, which I don't. Here are the ones.
People are going to Hinge, swiping. Oh, where's Sophie?
Yeah, unfortunately, sorry, I probably won't see it. Okay, anyways, here are some ones that I would respond to. So how to start the conversation. Personally, the best option is to go in with an opening message that clearly lets that person know that you're engaging with them. If you want to be more than just, you know, a bubble message in someone's DMs, you need to treat them then more than just the face on the photos, right? So if there's someone that you swiped right or said yes to, besides obviously finding them attractive, let them know like what else about them that you like. So find a common ground, like something that you both are interested in. For example, is she into skiing? Is she into working out? Like message something with a hobby that actually shows that you looked at her profile versus like a pickup line that could be copy pasted. Obviously go with funny.
Oh, duh. Always.
Even if you're not like the most funny dude, every person thinks that that humor is attractive. So
yeah, it shows confidence, it exudes confidence. And it's also like not inappropriate funny, like being funny, just genuinely funny.
Exactly.
And also maybe like relating, like you were saying, like something in their bio, something about them, making it relatable. Because when you want to talk to a stranger is when you feel like there's a connection or something that you both see eye to eye on. So if you're like, hey, I go to Barry's too, like, when do you teach? Like a question usually, like I have to answer that.
Yeah. I mean, the more you feel more comfortable with someone that already has something similar to you. So
yeah, exactly.
it's already like a step up in terms of the person responding. So this goes for both boys and girls. So girls, if you want to be the ones to start the message, like this is for you too. Also be unique. Like, do you know how many people are sliding into Hinge saying, hey, did you have a good weekend? Hey.
Or what's up?
What's up? Like,
or like a heart emoji.
Or what are you doing this weekend? Like, just that's just repetitive. Like, it needs to be clever. It has to be unique. Something that she's going to remember, because she's not going to respond. He's not going to respond. Something a little more, you know, out there even.
Yep.
Also, complimenting her will often give you points, but only if you focus on intangible qualities like intelligence or her accomplishments. Don't make the rookie mistake of praising her physical appearance, especially when you're trying to start a conversation with a girl or guy online for the first time.
It can be really awkward.
Yeah. And tons of guys do it, so she'll get a ton of messages like, you're hot. You got to find something a little more meaningful.
Yeah, like an awkward transition of like, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Yeah. Or like, you're hot too.
Guarantee like, she probably wouldn't even get there because she's like, no. Cool, I'm hot. What else? You know?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, thanks for
that. Don't be gross. So all those messages that we shared, no, those were just aggressive. Don't be gross. Don't kick off the conversation with some sexual innuendo. It's not going to be worth it. So everything that these DMs have in common is, one, they pique her curiosity, which is why you should probably end with some sort of question, add in the humor, set yourself apart from the crowd, be unique, and end with that question. So she's kind of feels a little...
like kind of like what, like pushed. Tempted or pushed.
Pushed to reply.
You could even end it with like a, I'd love to take you on a date. Like, you know what I mean? Like something like that, because then it's like, oh God, it's already right out there on the spot of like, I want to meet you in person or want to see you in person, which is the whole point where you're probably on the dating app. Usually, you know what I mean? If you're actually like pursuing something, you want to see the person and meet the person.
And that's what a lot of girls said in our DMs. Yeah. Actually, they're like, I don't want meaningful conversation for 3 days after we match on Hinge. Nah. I want you to ask me for my number, not my Snapchat. I want you to ask me on a date. I want to get off of the app. So if you're talking, you're matching with someone, and you're feeling the chemistry, ask them for their number, get off the app, show them you're serious. And that's how, like, this is after the response, obviously, right? But
yeah,
those are like the top things to do after you get the response from him or her. So
I know mine are all theoretical, but there's one that I really related with. And she said, instead of listing what you want in a woman in your bio, talk about yourself. Like, nobody wants to hear about what you care for, what you want. I'm glad that you have those things, those checklists in your head.
Yeah, that's
but we're
a good
not
point.
Listing your ch- I'm not listing my checklist on like a dating app if I had one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm saying who I am to see if they like who I am for me.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
And exactly, like you're on there, they're on there looking for someone just as much as you are. So why would you explain who they want? You're trying to see if you like them, right?
Yeah, longer answers, not one or two words. Jackson.
And from a guy's perspective, for me, like that would be an instant swipe no. Mm-hmm. And you got, like you said, you got to set yourself apart. The amount of people or like gals I saw that were like, what are you looking for? And it's someone who likes dogs or someone who is the gym to my Pam, like immediate swipe no's. Like there's so many of those. You got to set yourself apart.
I think I have to change mine.
Oh God, what is it?
Okay, I'm going to share a part of mine.
Also, don't use one word answers. Like Jackson said, like dogs, wants dogs. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people wrote that in too, as they agree, like guy or girl, don't use one word answers. We don't even know who you are. Then.
It also shows that you put thought into your profile.
Yeah.
You know, if you have one word answers, you'll look into just F.
And you know that you're going to be the guy that goes, what's up, or gal that goes, what up?
Okay, so I have to change mine now because...
Okay, read it first.
I tried to portray myself, but there is one prompt where I did a type of list. So Jackson, you might have to... You're going to be like,
rating you? Or are we swiping right or left?
I don't even know how to... how do I view my profile? Like,
Go back.
Oh, wait. I got some DMs. Not interested.
I shouldn't read them.
How do I do it?
You should be able
to. Oh, right here.
Click into it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So here are my prompts. Guys, these are bad. I should change them now. Okay. I'm the type of texter who uses audio messages.
Oh, cute. You have our KDWB photo.
Yep. Cute. This is the stuff I updated to, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Here's my list. I want someone who's confident, goofy, motivated, obsessed with sushi, will go to bed early with me, can give good back massages, will show up at my Barry's class. Okay, the last one, though, this does explain me. Fact about me that surprises people. People assume I'm an extrovert because I'm a social butterfly, but I'm extremely independent and recharge alone. I love doing things by myself.
It's cute.
I added a video of me eating obnoxiously just because I thought it was funny. And then people making out in a bar. And then there I was.
It says it was all fun and games until, and there's two people making, or like four people technically making out, two couples, and then it's just her sitting there at the bar.
Okay, what do you got from you? Switch the list.
I like the list kind of because it shows insight and like it's very, very detailed, but yeah, still like not a fan of the list.
Okay. I feel like I needed that perspective. I got to change it.
What would do it for me is I hate the sound of people chewing. So if you have a video of yourself eating, I don't think I'd even be able to laugh.
Let's see if we can hear it. Oh, I took
I think I took that.
No, no.
Oh, it plays a song over it.
Okay, where's my face? Bad, then.
I think it's stuck. I think you got to adjust the video. It's a video that doesn't even show you at all. It's kind of funny. It just says eating.
I say keep it like I'm that. So dead. If I can see your mouth chewing and hear it,
Jax
I'm
like, no.
Nope,
what if it was like a sexy slurp?
Still, I don't know if slurps are sexy.
Not really. No, I don't really.
Maybe for some people, but not me.
I can't focus when my sister chews. She'll be like, yeah, 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 like right by me, and I look at her. I'm like, dude, are you kidding? I can't think. I literally cannot think.
That's so funny. I thought it was, you know, I was like, I like food. Okay, like, here's me taking a big ass bite of a burger.
Oh, you have
like
a cute little profile. I'm trying to think of, if I had a profile, what I would write on there.
I also forgot to share some of the worst DMs that I've got.
Oh my god,
everyone did the aggressive DMs. So this is when I have Hinge, and I still remember it from Tinder.
Oh god.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm not a weatherman, but you can expect a few more inches tonight. I remember this was my senior year of college, and I dropped to the floor, and all my girlfriends were dying.
Oh my God.
Do you have any room for an extra tongue in your mouth?
I don't.
Yeah. I'm new in town. Could you give me directions to your apartment? That's kind of funny, but it's still not a reply.
Bold little man.
That is the dating app combo that we had a quick.
Do you want to attempt to write me like the miniature bio if I had a dating app? Like just the intro bio.
How about?
What would you write?
Okay. Well, no, we're doing Hinge, so we can pick a prompt for you quick.
Let's pick one prompt and I'm going to answer it how I would answer it on the dating app.
So like, let me edit and then we can pretend we have a new. So, facts about me that surprises people. What would you say? Says like, this is fun. I wish I had a dating app.
I'm not embarrassed by basically anything.
Well, obviously.
That probably doesn't
we
surprise
talk about
people.
Random
oh,
shit
God. I feel like I'm an open book because I'm on this podcast. People probably aren't surprised by shit.
Okay.
I'm totally, completely like anal about cleanliness. Like totally, like I can't even leave a crumb on the ground.
A shower thought that I recently had. These are prompts that they give you on Hinge. You can pick.
A shower thought I recently had would be like, I probably wish that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read these as they go by. Yeah.
Shower thought?
Shower thought is probably like, I want to be in California. Like I would trade sand in my cheeks for anything else than just being on the beach. Honestly.
Something that's a non-negotiable for me is.
Don't force me to watch Disney movies or like superhero movies. I'm sorry. That's so mean, but that's something you probably wouldn't know about me. I don't like unrealistic things. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I'm just not into it. Like I can't get excited about a cartoon.
I love Disney movies.
I know. And I know.
Dating me.
I just can't.
Okay. What would you, dating me is like.
Dating like someone you don't ever see. It's like having a long distance relationship because
honestly,
I'm so independent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'm so like, I can do my own thing for weeks and be fine.
Monday through
Friday. But I think that's a beautiful thing.
Monday through Friday, I'd be a gone. I'd be a goner.
I'd be a gun.
I'd be a gunner. Okay, we're going to go through it now for fun. I have
what?
We're going to go through two guys' profiles. How about?
Okay.
Just for fun. Okay. So we have some dude popping up here. His name. Okay.
Oh my God.
He
I almost
says,
said it.
We'll get along. We'll dissect it. Let's dissect.
Let's see how it is. Okay. Cause these are literally, she just pulled up her Hinge.
Yep.
And it's like, these are just the two profiles that just popped up.
He has a picture to start, has him and another dude. They're both cute. Which one is he? We don't have an arrow.
I'm not sure which one he is. I do would say there is too much of an edit on the photo in my opinion.
Yep. Okay.
Cause it's just hard to see like what they actually look like.
We'll get along if we can agree on how to load the dishwasher. Plates face the same direction, people.
Okay, I like that, actually.
Good to show that he's clean. But he would hate me because I load the dishwasher incorrectly and my old roommates would hate me for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's in a dress in this next one.
He's in a snow white costume. Looks like he's got a spotted cow beer in hand with an apple and some sort of cigar.
Cigar maybe in his mouth.
With a bow on his head.
I actually like that he added a dress photo. Shows that he's confident in his sexuality.
He's 6 foot.
Into it. 6 foot, red or green flag. 31, also green flag.
He's in Minneapolis, and I don't know what that other thing is.
He's Catholic.
Oh, wait, what? That's what that is?
Yeah, a little
bit.
Where
does it say that?
Bible.
Oh, okay.
Okay, woke up like this. He's drinking on a party bus. Decent. Let's debate this topic. Pop-Tarts or toast or strudels?
Okay.
I would do both.
I'm a Pop-Tart, but...
Okay.
Wear Crocs to a wedding. He's holding a fish in one of them. I'm not going to lie to you.
He is holding a fish. But
it looks like he's having fun, though. So I'm not going to bash that at all.
And he has a backwards hat. I think I'm going to match with him.
Really?
No?
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay, we're just going to go. Okay?
We're going to go. Okay, one more.
Oh, my God! I know this guy!
I literally know him. I literally met him with you.
Yep, we're just going to put that one down next.
Never mind. We're just going to do one profile this time around. Okay.
That is so weird.
I know. We both go, what the?
Actually.
Undo available.
Wow, he's doing great. Good for him. Okay, moving on.
I can't with you. Okay, well, we covered all the dating apps. We wanted to slightly, because we're about 15-ish minutes away from being at our hour point. But we want to talk about the bar scene a little bit, because with dating apps, with meeting people out, the bar scene is starting to reopen. Like, we've got a lot of questions about, like, how do I meet people out? It's like, if I genuinely have interest in meeting somebody in the bar, like, how do I go about that? How do I talk to people? What's the right or wrong thing to talk about? So
meeting in the wild.
Meeting out in the wild with the wild people.
We're walking through the bar and we see a sexy old man. Not old.
Old man. One thing I have to talk about, because I'm in a relationship, is when I'm at the bar, like, for example, when I'm at the bar, you guys in relationships can relate to me on this. We're at the bar for your birthday and people are talking to you and guys are talking to you. And it's sometimes hard to gauge. Are you being friendly? Or are you being like overly flirty? Like, especially if I'm sober and they're drunk.
Every single guy at a bar that talks to you who doesn't know you is flirting with you.
Okay. There's the answer. But you know what I hate is I don't want to be that guy that's like, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't need to come out and say it right away. I feel
exactly.
that. Like, see or if like, we'll get you a drink first and then you can tell him.
Here's how the situation goes. I'm in a bar. I'm standing there. This man comes up. Small talk. Yeah, you're getting a drink? Huh? No, I'm just standing up at the bar for fun. No, come on. But they're chatting with you. You're talking up at the bar. And then this is when it turns. It's either a low back touch or like something like that. Or like, here's where it gets weird too, is like if he offers to buy you a drink. I'm like, sure, to be honest, even though I'm in a relationship. But then it's like, am I giving him the wrong idea by saying, yes, I'll take a drink from you.
So
do you get what I mean?
Yes. And I've had this circumstance too. So when I've been in a relationship, I've made a boundary with my boyfriend and I'll say, like, are you okay if I get free drinks at the bar, if I like ghost them after the free drink? Which usually is like it discussed prior. Like, sure, you can do that. But I also feel really shitty when I do it. So I don't do it that often.
No. And to be honest, I don't do it either. I just would feel kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But like if it's like your guy friends that, and they're like, yeah, I'll buy you a drink. It's not weird. It's like if it's your friends, mm-hmm. I mean, it's totally up to your discretion in a relationship, but just make sure you understand where the boundary would cross if it was the other way around.
You
want to
know?
If your person was at the bar.
The best thing that happened, this is still a bar scene because Bocella had bartenders and everything. The best thing happened to me at Bocella. I was sitting there and my hand was like loosely on the bar, like with my credit card in my hand.
Yeah.
Some dude just slipped a $20 bill into my hand and said, you need it more than I do. And that was it. I did not
what
have to
are
say
you kidding
anything,
me?
Do anything. I'm like,
you didn't have your Venmo on your forehead. He just gave you a freaking $20 bill.
Slipped 20 is in my hand.
Who the hell are you?
It was the best thing that's ever happened. Never has that happened in my life. It doesn't happen often.
I don't think I've ever been handed money in my entire life.
It was real nice.
You're
so like,
one in a billion right
I
there.
I wish that would happen more
that,
often, but
that
it definitely
I will take.
Doesn't.
No, but you guys in a relationship can relate. Like, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer at the bar. It's not fun. And it's like, especially when you're drinking, like you can get accidentally flirty a little too quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but I haven't been in the bar scene as much and I'm like, I'm not as interested in being there and running around. But when I'm with you and stuff, like
it's fun.
I can't, sometimes you don't know if it's a friend or a random person and you don't want to be like, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, hell no. So
yeah.
Have your boundaries, set them. Any physical touch or at all inappropriate to you, get the heck away. That's when you can be intrusive and say, I have a boyfriend. You can say, I have a boyfriend right at the start. Mm-hmm. If someone even looks at you, you can say that. It's totally up to your discretion.
And
but
that,
have fun still and be your own self away from other people. You know what I mean?
And that is what... So when I have been in relationships, the bar scene is like, there's some gray areas, like what you consider cheating, what you don't consider cheating, what's okay and what's not, which is why, like, if you are in a relationship and if you go out alone, which you should be able to with complete trust on both parties, you have to talk about that. Like, do you consider dancing with someone cheating? Like in college, when I was in college with my boyfriend, we considered it not cheating. So I could,
interesting.
I could grind. I could do whatever I wanted in college with, like, this was my freshman year of college, I think.
Yeah,
so, because, like, we want to experience college still.
Well, also, it's college, you know, like.
But things turn fast. So, like, if there's kissing, like, if there, whatever, that's considered cheating. Like, obviously, now if I was in a relationship, I would consider grinding cheating. But
yeah, just the intentions are more, like, understood. You know what I mean? In college, everybody drinks and parties.
Make the boundaries before the bar. Like,
yeah,
for
agreed.
Sure.
Yeah, no, and definitely I'm not going in the bar flirting with anybody. But you just don't, I just don't like to be that guy. Like, don't like to be the Debbie Downer. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I like to still go have fun.
Exactly.
But I go home to my man's and his cat. Plural, god dang it. Anywho, but how to know a guy's intention at the bar? I really want to talk about that before we like wrap up and run away from this. Is
I'll tell you his intention.
Exactly. Go ahead. No, start that. Literally. If guy's intentions at a bar.
If you don't know the guy somehow from work, from your hobbies, if a random dude comes up to you and tries to talk to you, like, he probably is interested.
He's
in
hitting
you.
On you. No,
he's
matter
hitting
what.
On you.
Totally.
He's getting to know you. But same with girls. Like, if I go up to a random dude out of the bar, I probably think you're cute. I'm probably trying to get to know you. I'm hitting on you. So I mean, yes, I see people I know and I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm not hitting on you, but.
No, exactly. But
would you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm thinking if I was like, if you and I were single or something like that, and we're at the bar and a guy comes up and we think he's really, really cute, but we're not about to go home with anybody. Yeah. Like, we're not feeling that. How do you know leaving the bar, his intentions were actually like, you know, that he wants to get to know you versus wanting to take you home.
Like,
you know,
a
what
one
I mean?
Night type of thing.
Here's what I will say about that. If he's pushing you a little bit too much to like come to an after party or hang out and you're kind of playing hard to get and he's getting a little pushy, your intentions are very, very obvious right there on the forefront. Yeah. Or if he's getting kind of irritated, if you're feeling like you're a little too drunk and he's trying to buy you more drinks, like also intentions are just icky. Like, get the heck away from that. Get yourself out of there.
Yeah.
If he offers to take your number politely after you're like, actually, I'm going to go ahead with my girlfriends.
Love
now
it.
This is a person I'm like, okay, okay, we'll see what he says. If he keeps bugging you over text, hey, where are you guys at? What are you guys doing? What do you want to come over here? You know, you want to come to this after party, yada, yada, yada. Like, chill with that.
Yeah.
If he texts you in the morning, like, you just got to watch for the cues. There's little step cues. You know what I mean?
And like, this goes both ways. Unless you are a girl who's like, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what I want. That, like, go for it. Obviously.
Go for it.
Like, if you're that type of person who's like, I want to get kinky tonight. You go, honey.
Because
like,
we all good, have those nights. You know what I mean?
Good for you. But I was just going to say, shit, I lost my train of thought.
I hate when that happens.
I think it's like really hot when a guy gives the personal space.
Yeah.
At a bar. Cause it's like, oh, where did he go? And you kind of keep making eye contact across the room. Like, you've already had a couple conversations. You kind of like keep running into each other throughout the night.
Yeah.
And he's independent. He's not like up your tail the whole night, following you like at the heels and making sure no guys talk to you. I think the whole like spacing, and then you kind of come together at the end of the night and you're like, I actually like you. Like, would you go on a date? Sure. Also,
yeah, that's
I think
fun.
You're cute. Like, let's go home. And if you really like him and you don't want to give him all the goods yet, then... You know, you can go home, snuggle, and be like, I'm setting a boundary. And if he's cool with that, I don't know. I think that's,
I like that, too.
I think that's awesome.
I love that, too. Just read the cues. Be smart about it. Mm-hmm. Know your intentions going in and be smart. You know
As
what I mean?
As we say here at Straight Candid, you just have to read
the room. I was going to go over the word.
I was like, I was hoping.
Read.
I was trying to see if you were going to pick up what I put down.
No, I was going to go every other word. You guys, I just have to say one thing before we wrap up our dating. Actually, two things. laffy taffy girl, shake that laffy taffy.
Jackson, did you hit on Britt at a bar? Is that how did you guys meet?
So we were actually introduced to each other at an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Oh, I remember this. Sorry.
Yeah. And we were both like,
it was
talking.
A party though.
It was a party.
So how'd you start the convo?
Well, one of my like mutual friends like brought me over, introduced, but like at the time we were both talking to different people. So
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah. You guys were seeing other people.
Yeah. It was just like, hey, nice to meet you. And then like, I went back to the beer pong table because it was like mid game.
He gave her the space. Look at that.
Gave the space. Okay. 6 months later.
Hard to get.
There we go. Except though, oh, well, I think I slid in on Instagram and I asked for Snapchat.
Oh, you did?
Her number.
Oh,
I know.
Brent would not like that one.
No. And she, no, she didn't. She literally, she was like, well, after like a few of our dates, she was like, I told my friends, like, I was like, I feel like I'm in college. I just got asked for Snapchat versus number. And here I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, Snapchat's more casual, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I was thinking.
That's fair, though. I actually agree with you, though. I used to think if a guy wanted my Snapchat, he was just trying to send dick pics. But I actually love communicating on Snapchat at first because I get to see their face. Like, it's a quick back and forth conversation versus, so what's your siblings like? And you have to like talk longer on text.
No, don't even let it get to that point. Like,
well, Snapchat is
initiate
like,
the date.
Snapchat. I don't know. Sometimes I don't mind Snapchat at first.
Fair enough. But I'm
and
saying
that's
over
what
text.
I was thinking.
I know.
I feel like I get it. I just don't use Snapchat enough. Otherwise, I would.
It does depend on kind of the generation, too. So I think like your sister's age, a lot of times that's what they do. My brother's age, it is Snapchat right away.
My sister Snapchats her boyfriend. They don't text as much. No.
Yeah. I honestly like if you can't get a hold of me, Snapchat me and I will respond. Call if me, I don't reply baby. To your text, like it's a Snapchat. But I think if you're probably, you know, like how old's Britt?
26.
Yeah, like 26. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm 26, too. But, you know,
26. Let me think.
26 above, like that generation is like, do not ask me for my Snapchat. So just keep like read the room a little bit with that too, for sure.
I would say my generation is like an in between. I can't tell.
You're just also like really mature and like don't Snapchat.
I know. See, it's fun to be mature sometimes, and sometimes it's not very fun.
I just
like I'm like God.
Snapchat.
People probably think I'm a square. Like I'm not a fucking square, you guys.
I just send Snapchats because it's like. It's an audio message with my face because I love to send video Snapchats.
I send video. We send videos though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I
you just respond 5 days after the fact and then it's no longer relevant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. speaking of the, oh my God. Oh my God. Speaking of the bar scene, you guys, Bud Light Seltzer launch limited edition retro summer tie-dye pack variety pack. Oh yeah. It's a reminder.
Dude.
What?
If a guy bought me a Bud Light Seltzer at a bar, I'd be like, hey, boy.
You'd be like, okay, how
like,
are
hey,
you
boy.
Doing?
I'd be like, did you know there's no beer in Bud Light Seltzer? And they'd be like, I actually didn't, but I feel like you're a seltzer girl. And I'm like, I am.
And then you go, did you know it's 5% at 4.5? And you're like, oh, really?
And then
is that
I'm
true?
Like, and then I'm like, did you also know it's like gluten-free?
Oh my God.
Dang, that's.
Can I have your number?
Oh my God, let's get married.
Get your mans to get you a Bud Light at the bar, you guys. Use it as an icebreaker, okay? Both are available only for a limited time this summer, so hurry it the F up. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to BudLightSeltzer.com or go to your freaking local convenience store, liquor store, and or grocery store, okay?
Love.
Thank you so much.
Should we do Straight Canada Moments, and is it presented by...
our little friends.
Is it presented by Bud Light Seltzer?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to our Straight Cannon Moments presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week you guys write in and tell us your craziest stories that need to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new tie-dye variety pack and nostalgic flavors available now for limited time.
Yummy.
So here we are. We're going to share some of our listeners' straight candid stories that will make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more common. Sid, I feel like you have one today from our dearest friend.
Yes. She sent us a straight canon moment and it is pretty funny. Real ass people remember real ass people, funny ass stories. That's what straight canon moments are. Thank you. Okay. So this little story here has to do with a little nair hair. Okay.
Only Sid would put the straight canon moment that she's about to share on Slack.
No, there was a reason.
Versus like camera roll.
No, there was a reason.
Okay, what was
it? It was because it's really long. You can't, you know, screenshot in one because it's broken out in sentences.
Okay.
And we were on our computers when we were looking at it. Remember?
You got it, honey.
Insert story. Okay, so in high school, one night I was brushing my teeth and I realized that my bathroom sink drain was clogged, probably because of the hair and whatnot. So me being smart, resourceful, that gal that I am, I decided to grab the nair in the cabinet. Honestly, I'm not sure why I even have nair, as I've never used it, but what the heck, let's see if the shit disintegrates all the hair in the drain. Sure enough, it works like a charm. The drain starts unclogging, the hair is disintegrating, all is well. After that, I washed my face and went to bed. In the morning, as usual, I stroll up to my sink and look in the mirror and notice that one eyebrow was was completely gone. No. I'm talking not even a single hair in sight. I was completely bald above my right eye. Oh my God. I truly thought I was dreaming, but unfortunately I was not. I very much alive and in reality. I ran downstairs and find out my mom. She asked what the hell happened and I had no idea. I thought maybe I had some sort of disease where I lost the hair and started freaking out.
What disease?
Then I realized that I had a little incident with the Nair the night before and probably rubbed Nair on my eyebrow when I was washing my face. What a disaster. My mom assured me that it would all be okay because she's been drawing her eyebrows on for years. Sure enough, she took me up to her makeup area, drew my eyebrow on this little routine, and we went on for 6 weeks until I got my eyebrow back. The story is a PSA for all folks out there. Nair is very dangerous. Hashtag straight candid moment.
That's great. How old was she?
She looks like she was in high school, so she was probably 16. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She goes... very dangerous substance and not needs to be used with caution or honestly not used at all if you're looking to prevent social suicide.
I didn't even read the last sentence. I know. That is freaking funny.
I love that.
It's even better
that.
When we know who it is, yeah. But you guys obviously laugh along, but like when we know who it is, we're like, God, you guys are funny.
She's also, I just like the way people explain their own stories and have like their own wording and like add in some like spice. So keep doing that. Thanks.
Cause
guys.
It's like kind of how they think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
She's a good writer too. All right.
She is.
I have one straight candid advice question from a listener.
Hit it.
We actually got this DM today. And I sent him an audio message back saying that we were going to talk about the podcast.
Okay, perfect.
So he goes, question for you two. Really have enjoyed the podcast and hearing from a girl's perspective on just about every aspect of life. My girlfriend and I just broke up a week ago, and her reasoning for it was that she feels like I haven't given her an effort in the relationship.
Oh.
Her love languages are acts of service and words of affirmation. I'm constantly complimenting her, but the acts of service, I agree, I have been horrible with. She has felt... and it took her breaking up with me to realize I have been closed off. I feel like it's because subconsciously I have been scared to get hurt again. My previous ex cheated on me while we were engaged.
Oh, wow.
I told her I want to work on things and prove to her that I can show her the love she deserves because I do truly love this girl. I would do anything for her. What do I do? He goes, side note, I've been trying to give her space, but she keeps in contact with me since we've broken up. I keep getting mixed signals from her, whether... not she still wants me or just wants me to F off.
Okay.
You want to go?
I have
you
a guess.
Go. Okay, you go.
She broke up with him, theoretically. We don't know if this is true, but it's what she told him because she wanted him to give more of an effort. And he's trying to give her space when she's still trying to stay in contact because she gave him basically an ultimatum of like, I'm going to break up with you because you're not giving an effort. And she probably is just waiting for him to give him an effort. Give her an effort. Excuse me. I'm saying that like backwards.
Yeah.
I think there could be one of two things. It could be genuinely that she needed an out to get out of the relationship, which really, really sucks. And
which
if like you didn't feel like you're together, but I feel like if you know that there's passion there and you'll feel that and know that mutually, he needs to break his barriers down. The walls have to go down and you got to make an effort. If her it's acts of service, do something for her. Like leave flowers.
He literally ended the message with, I would do anything for her. So if she wants acts of service and you would do anything for her,
then
sounds like you got to pick it up, buddy. And it sounds like I agree with you. I think, yes, it could be an out, but this is your chance to like go all in. And you're either going to lose her or you give it a shot. Right. So I think you show her how much you love her and you show her that you're ready to like put in the effort. And that starts now.
Like now.
Yeah.
Like hurry it up. I'm not
kidding
you.
And then you'll get more of a clear signal like, dude, like I actually like I'm done with you. Stop sending me flowers. Like if she gets like defensive, like then you'll kind of know, but you might as well go all in.
I think if her things are words of affirmation and acts of service, you need to write a lengthy card and leave her flowers on her car. Or like you've been dating her. You know what she likes. Maybe that means like showing up to her work with a coffee and making yourself 15 minutes late. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, you'll catch up on that work later or like doing something that's unexpected of you because clearly that's what she was missing and didn't have. So
does she park outside, go wash her car?
Literally. Like,
who knows?
Who knows? But like,
give her a naked car wash.
You know,
I don't know why that came to mind.
Rub your booty cheeks in the car. No, you know her better than anybody else. So you've got to lean into that. And I think it's time to not be lazy. I hate to say it, but if you're not willing to do things for the other person, like, trust me, I do things that I don't really want to do for Jordan. No offense. I love you, babe. But I really don't want to get up in the middle of the night and be the one that like has to go grab the cat from hitting the freaking food machine over. But you know what I mean? I do it for you. God.
I like that though.
What the hell?
Put in the effort, y'all. I mean, it's 2021 and no one likes lazy.
We're cheering for you though, dude. We're cheering for you. Go get it.
Keep us updated. I'm curious.
Let us know.
All right. We're almost done here, but first I have a little note for y'all. The Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships and concerts are all this summer. You know what it isn't? A wild hairy bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below the waist grooming. Their fourth generation performance package includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with code CANDID20. I've heard some people saying they're ordering Manscaped from us without Candid 20, you so guys. You might as well just throw in Candid 20. Someone at Bochella told that. I was like, why didn't she answer? This package also comes with the
Weed Whacker.
The Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and your ear. The tool is a lock to take home gold in biathlon. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Candid20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code Candid20. At manscaped.com. Achieve
pubic glory with this year at Manscaped.
Love it. You guys, thank you for listening. We're happy to be back. Happy to be more upbeat. I'm ready. I'm like really happy today.
No, me too. I feel good.
It's a great day.
It's a really good day.
And it's a Monday and we feel happy like this. You know?
I don't have the Monday blues no more, baby.
Life is good, you guys.
Because we had a good weekend. That's why.
What? And this is our last recording in this space. Like, we have a box right now as our table. It's a little cardboard box because Sid's moving out.
Straight Candid is moving. It's crazy. It feels sad, but it also feels really, really happy. We're gonna have a new space. We're gonna have a new couch, new shit. We're gonna get a neon light.
Yeah,
shout out if you have a neon light guy that can make a Straight Candid thing. Let me know. Hit me up.
Hey, all the neon light guys out there,
get your neon light guy and give him our number. No, but we're getting out of my space. I'm moving out of Uptown. I'm not telling you where I'm moving, but I'm moving to a cool little apartment
near me and Jackson, and
it's gonna be a vibe.
We won't have to drive 35 minutes in traffic in damn Uptown.
And we'll get to go do happy hours after, and we'll have places to walk. It's gonna be really, really
thank
fun.
Thank the Lord.
Exciting thing though, next week we have an OBGYN coming on, so that's a little bit exciting because we've been wanting to have one on since episode like 2. I'm not kidding you.
I started this podcast because I wanted to talk about female vaginas.
So we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get your questions answered. Hi, how are you, Monday? And we're just gonna roll with it. So get excited, start asking us questions. Don't worry, we'll get prompts up on our stories, but you know what's coming. Shout out Back Pocket Production. They're rocking, socking. Jackson, our man, is here behind the camera today. He killed
it.
Thanks for jumping on the mic, Jackson. And
follow us at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram, and we will talk to you next week.
See you soon.
Bye. Oh, little weed whacking.
Does that feel good?
That was so fun.
Oh, I'm still sweaty though.
I got really sweaty in the middle of that. Hey.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.